Bank of Cardiff.
Hello?
Yes, this is Nicole.
This is Cesar Callis. Just missed a call from you.
Oh, hi, Cesar. How are you?
Very good. Very good. How about you?
Pretty good. Let me pull your information up. Give me one sec. All right, give me one second here. Okay, perfect. So this is for... Is the last name pronounced Calles?
Yeah, Calles, yes.
Okay, so Calles C Transportation. And I'm showing the address is 7626 Pasture Bend Court in Cypress, Texas.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And what is your time in business, Cesar?
The what?
How long have you been in business?
I'm gonna have a year this July.
Okay. And what does the business do exactly?
This is a transportation business. I have a truck, so I haul different loads.
Okay. Is it local hauling or?
No. Actually, I have it for interstate.
Oh, okay.
I don't go far from, Houston area or Cypress area, but I have an interstate. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And it looks like you're looking for some working capital?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you be using the working capital for?
Oh, well, because I just started and I don't really have a working capital, so I have little struggles with the, repairs, fuel, so everything is a little tight, so I need something else to have everything on time because, to keep the truck running, I need to maintenance, so like tires and oil chain and that we have to do the truck.
Yeah, maintenance and to have a cushion while you're waiting to get paid. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Did you have an amount in mind you were looking for?
No, not really. I just want to see how much I qualify. I don't have any idea because I don't know how you work. You work with the personal credit score or by the business?
It's a business loan. How is your personal credit though?
It's not that good. It's fair because I have a bankruptcy on file.
When was the bankruptcy?
I had that for 5 years already.
Oh, okay.
But still, I can improve it. So.
Yeah.
But the FICO score is fair right now.
What's the score you have now? Have you looked at it lately?
I have a 650 and 650 or 660 around that.
Okay. All right. Now, what did the business do? Well, did you file a tax return last year or no?
Yeah, I did.
You did. Okay. And last year, what did the business do for gross revenue?
You mean the gross? I don't have those numbers on my hand, but...
Do you have just a guess?
It was around 109, I believe.
109, okay.
190.
Oh, 190, okay. And
yeah, 190.
Right now, what are you averaging per month?
10 or 11,000 per month.
Okay.
That's the growth.
So it's going down from last year?
A little bit, but it's still almost the same because I changed the way I'm working right now, but still almost the same. When I started last year, I started in July, and I was doing like something like that, like 11, 12, 13, a little bit more when I started because I was going far, you know. Now I don't go far.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, you know, I go to like, 600-700 miles away from the area. Now I'm just keeping it like 200-300 miles.
Okay. So what is your time frame for getting the funds?
The what?
Oh, what is your time frame for getting the funding? Do you need it next week, in a month, tomorrow?
Well, as soon as possible. No,
okay.
That's all I can say, you know.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to let you know what I think we can do for you, and then we can decide if it's going to be a good fit, okay?
Okay.
So we have an unsecured working capital program, and it's based off the revenue of the business, not so much your credit. So that I don't think that will be an issue. And we can lend 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So you may qualify for, let's say, $10,000 to $18,000, maybe somewhere in that range I think you would qualify for. And then you can take the amount you need, and then the repayment would be a term of your choice between 3 months and a couple of years. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you think that would be enough? That would be helpful for the business?
Yeah, because I don't really want a big amount because it's hard to pay back.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be all right. You said between 10 to 18?
So I think you'll get approved for somewhere in that range, and then you can get additional funding down the road as well. So if it works out nicely and, you know, it's a good fit for the business, then a few months down the road, as long as you make your payments on time, we would extend additional funding to you. You don't have to take it, but that's kind of how we work when we establish a relationship with you where, you know, we work with you down the road for equipment and additional capital and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So in order to get you an approval where I can show you how much you've been approved for and the terms, I need a few items from you. I'm going to email it to you to caesarcalle7@gmail.com. It's going to be 6 months business bank statements so we can see the revenue of the business, your most recent tax return, and a one-page application.
Okay,
and that's all I need. Once I get it, I can have an approval within a day, and then we can have you funded within a day or two after that.
Okay.
So let me
tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't. It has to be the business account, right? The 6 months.
Yeah, business bank account.
Yeah. So I have an issue with that because I didn't open that account when I started. You know, when I started, and like a couple months after I started, a company was, you know, calling me, and then we tried to make a deal, but I didn't have a business account. I just have at that time a personal account. I was doing the personal account. Now
okay.
I've been with a business account for 3 months.
Okay.
3 months, and then I have the personal account you don't look for that.
I have a couple of programs where I can use just 3 months. So we can try that and see if that'll work. I do have some programs with just 3 months required.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm telling you that how I am right now. Mm-hmm. So I have 3 months because I know that's what I need, and I didn't open that account when I decided, and, you know, and I just let it go. So I just, 3 months ago, I decided to open it because I've been receiving a lot of offers.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's the requirement, that there has to be the business account. So that's
yeah.
why I opened 3 months ago.
So the other account you had, it didn't say anything on there about the transportation? It just said Cesar Calles?
It's under my name. The income's there. It was a direct deposit from the company that they pay me. They call a factory company. They buy the laws and they pay me right away, so they deposit the money on my account. But that's the only, you know, thing
okay.
there in the account, and it doesn't say anything else, you know, like who's paying. It doesn't really say that. It's just
okay.
the company, the factoring company.
Well, let's start with this and see what we can get with the 3 months bank statements.
Okay.
And we can go from there, okay?
All right.
Give me about 10 minutes. I'll send this over to you. And when do you think you can get that back to me?
I will try to send it back today or tomorrow because I have to get the bank statement. I don't have it right now. I have to...
Okay.
I think I can download it from online.
Yeah.
I think I can
you can
that.
Download it.
Yes.
Yeah, you can download it online. It's the easiest way. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'll try to. I could send it today or tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good. So give me about 10 minutes. I'll send this over, and then we can go from there.
Okay, and all your information is there, right?
Yes, it'll all be in the email. Mhm.
Okay. If I have any questions, I will call you.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Okay. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bye.